Hello.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming election. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, in what year were you born?
72.
Thank you. All right. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and this in other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably, or chances 50-50, probably not, or definitely not, that you will be voting?
I will be voting.
Is that okay? Is that almost certain to vote?
Almost certain.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
A 3.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Student loans forgiveness, crime and violence, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, climate change, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, or immigration.
Jobs and economy, and then probably health care.
I appreciate it. All right, now I'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 that you feel neither warm or cold, meaning neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that people or group, please indicate so. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, I would say a 10.
Okay, that would be very favorable and warm, okay. Democrats in Congress?
0.
All right, Republicans in Congress?
What was that in Congress?
Republicans in Congress?
An 8.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. Joe Biden?
A 0.
All right. Kamala Harris?
0.
I appreciate it. If the 2024 election for president were held today, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided or would you not vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Republican.
When it comes to campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, or kept few of his promises, or kept no promises at all?
I would probably say he didn't keep his promises.
Okay, would that be not kept any of his promises or kept few?
Correct.
Of his, okay, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would not make any difference? At the first trait I have is puts people over politics or politics. How would you feel about that? Much more likely to support, less likely to support, somewhat likely to support, or somewhat more likely to support?
Probably just more likely.
More likely to support?
Correct.
All right. Would that be much more likely to support or somewhat more likely to support?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Someone who defends democracy?
Definitely much more.
Okay. Wants to build Black wealth?
Build Black wealth, you said?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
All right. We can move on to the next one. Grow the economy.
That would be definitely much more likely.
Okay. Secures the border.
Much more.
Brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable.
Much more.
Looks out for people like me.
Much more.
Referring to you. Okay, thank you. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how you feel you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5, it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them at all. All right? The first one I got is honest and ethical.
And what was the scale like for honest and ethical?
0 means does not describe them well at all. 5 describes them some well. And 10 describes extremely well.
And these are the people for Congress, correct?
Yes. These are some priorities or traits that
I'd
describe
probably
Democrats.
Only say about I would only probably say 5.
Okay. What about protects abortion rights?
2.
Okay. Is effective and gets things done?
Effective and getting things done, let's say. 1.
Okay. Wants to build Black wealth?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Is too woke, W-O-K-E?
Is too woke, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely there's too much wokeness.
All right. On the scale from 0 to 10, what number would you give?
And you said that was for too much woke?
Yes. How much do you think that describes the Democrats in Congress? Is too woke?
It's too woke. So probably a 10. Are you still there? Oh, no. No, because are you still there? No, there's nothing here. Are you still there?